Happy New Year. It's such a geeky Catholic thing to say, but we begin this new season of Advent today. And with this Sunday, the whole cycle of the church's year begins again. We switch from listening to the Gospel of Matthew and begin to listen to the first of the Gospels to be written, the Gospel of Mark. It has been 3 years since we've heard the unique voice of Mark as part of our Sunday readings. But wait, if we begin reading from Mark's Gospel today in this season of Advent, then why aren't we beginning with the opening verses of the Gospel? Why are we in chapter 13? And if Advent is all about preparing for Christmas, why aren't we reading about the birth of Jesus, you know, from the infancy stories that Mark tells? In fact, if you open to chapter 1 of Mark's Gospel, you find there are no stories about the birth of Jesus. The opening lines, which we will hear next Sunday, are brilliant, but they are all about the ministry of Jesus and John the Baptist. Today, Jesus uses an image of the fig tree in full blossom as a sign that summer is near. He points to all the events that were going down around him as a reminder that the community needs to stay awake, be alert, and keep watch. The image is like soldiers standing on the fortifications that surrounded the towns of old, keeping vigil as they gazed across the landscape. There will be no signs that we can read to know when the Son of Man will come again. Jesus is very clear that only the Father knows when the right time will be. So our task is simply to remain faithful to God, no matter how dark the night, and to keep awake, watching for the new day to dawn. Jesus, keep us focused on the new dawn of your day of justice, and help us to be attentive to all that really matters in our lives. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com, FRRICK.com.